Blog Talk Radio. About issues that affect your life and finding some solutions that we can have to improve it. I'm sharing insights that I've come up with in my book, Not My Reality. And so I'm taking this opportunity to take your phone call, answer your questions. Some people have asked me, will I be sharing my spiritual side with you? And if I'm led to do so, then definitely I will. So again, welcome to Not My Reality Live. The number you can call me at is 646-378-1135 every Saturday night at 10 p.m. So again, call me at 646-378-1135. Give yourself a listen. If you just want to listen tonight, you can do that as well. I'll have the chat room open. And the goal is to remember to breathe and know this is not the end of the road because it is not my reality. Reality Live. Welcome. Sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. You can reach me at 646-378-1135. I'm your host, Marian Caldwell Parker, author, inspirational speaker, and just someone who wants to share a little bit and remind you to breathe as you're going through all that you're going through, remembering that despair and hard times and disappointments are just temporary. So tonight's show, as every show that I do, every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, is designed to give you encouragement. So again, welcome to Not My Reality Live. And by the end of the night, you will quickly be able to tell all those things that make you upset, that's not my reality, and begin to seek out the true reality for your life.
Good evening. morning again. This is your host here at Not My Reality Live. I am so thankful that today has finally come. It seemed like this week went such a long time before I was able to get online with you all again. I want to thank everybody who's listening in via Skype, and I thank everyone who is listening via the internet and also on my phone lines at 646-378-1135. I am so excited that you were able to come in and listen on today. And our topic today is getting rid of fear, exposing and closing the door on fear. Fear is something that we all have, but yet we seem to kind of keep it to ourselves, and we allow it to impose upon our lives and prevent us from actually living the fullest level of life that we can live. And so tonight I want to be able to have a discussion that talks about the cost of living in fear, or having a fear-filled life, or instead of being fearless in your life, and recognizing how powerful and how grateful we can be if we just escape that whole scenario of fear. So I want to begin by starting out, as I always do, by inviting you to sit back, relax, and open up yourself to receive a little something new. I am currently in the middle of waiting for the coming out of my book. It's called Not My Reality, A Journey to Personal Development and Healing. It is my insights and my experiences that I had as I was going through. And it came to me to share and put it in paper, and then the show came about because people began to ask me to share little tidbits, and they said, well, I wish I could have a copy. And so I began to put little recordings on the text messages that I would send out every morning. And then this is how our show began. So feel free to call in, make a comment, ask a question, or you can send me an email also at Facebook. You can also hit me up here on Blog Talk Radio. Just log into Blog Talk Radio, search Not My Reality Live, and click message, and you'll be able to give me a message regarding your feedback. And I love feedback regarding the show. If you are in the chat room, welcome. And thanks for tuning in tonight on Not My Reality Live. As I said, I am your host, Marianne Caldwell Parker. We will begin by starting out by saying I've also gotten a couple of questions regarding in my email. I have a question regarding speaking opportunities and one-on-one conversations. I am always available for conversations. Again, if you just go through the emails, and my email is my first name, @yahoo.com, marriancp@yahoo.com, and you can arrange that, and we can talk about how we can have some one-on-one time to further talk. Fear. What is fear? Fear is the state in which you are subconsciously and consciously agreeing to worry, doubt, and exclude yourself from an opportunity of living. It's the absence of trust. That means you have fear when you no longer trust, or you've chosen to be ignorant of truth, that you have dread and dismay. Fear is only an acumen for false evidence appearing real. Another friend of mine says that it's false expectations appearing real. Either way it goes, the key word in fear is that the F stands for false. So wherever this fear is stemming from, wherever it is resting, is in a false sense of reality, is in a place where it is no longer a validating, it is a necessity for your life. So tonight we're going to address that, because there is a cost that occurs when we are fearing. There's something that occurs in our life that prevents us from being able to see what it is we need to have in our lives and understand the number of masks and disguises that we seem to put in our lives as a way of trying to cope. Fear is, people say, well, fear is a coping mechanism. That fear is a way for us to, you know, get this boost of energy, and it forces us to survive. When actually what it does is, in some instances, yes, if you're surviving for your life, of course you're going to go and fight for your life. That's different. That's fight or flight. But you hear what it says. It says you're going to fight or you're going to leave. It didn't say you're going to stay there and cower and worry about whether or not you're going to live. You're going to begin to survive. You're going to begin to survive. You want to survive. You want to live. You want to begin to have a change of atmosphere. And that's what we're talking about tonight, living a fearless life because you trust first and foremost in the divine universe, the creator. You trust in that power of that connection and that alignment. You trust in the fact that we are going to be able to live a life that is filled with joy, peace, happiness, and love. You are listening live here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Marian Caldwell Parker. We're going to take a quick break right now, really quick, and we are going to have an opportunity to come back and think about fear. You can get in on the conversation by dialing 646-378-1135, 646-378-1135, and sit tight. Tell a friend, text a friend, and get them in online and in on the conversation of beginning to live a fearless life, closing the door on fear.
Money come between my best friend and me. Old friends become new enemies. To a couple of litigation. Through character assassination.
They tried to put that stick in between my wheels, but they can't stop my motivation to be still.
Death is, I fear no evil because I'm protected. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, because I'm walking with the Heavenly Father. And I do believe that I'm going to prosper, because I'm walking with the prayers of my mother. Even though you broke my heart, I'm gonna pick up the pieces.
And that's exactly what our goal is to do here at Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marian Caldwell Parker. And I want to invite you to have a private conversation with me outside of the show. I offer inspirational, motivational support and coaching for free. If you're interested, contact me via email at mariancp@yahoo.com. That's mariancp@yahoo.com to set up your consultation. We do phone consultations as well as in person. So leave me an email and I'll be sure to get back to you, because the important thing is that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And what that means is we have to remember that we have the motivation to overcome all adversity, and with the help, we can begin to live a life that openly says, that's not my reality if it doesn't cause you to have purpose and direction in your life.
Oh, you got my money, and I'm going to pick up the pieces. You won't get the best of me, even though you got my money, I'm going to pick up the pieces.
And we are back here on Blog Talk Radio on Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marian Caldwell Parker, and tonight we're talking about closing the door on fear. I want to invite everyone to sit back, relax, and get in on the conversation if you so choose. And if you just want to listen tonight, that is fine with me as well. I welcome you into Not My Reality. We are talking about fear. We said that fear means that we don't trust. We don't trust in the divine creator. We don't believe that there is a truth, or we're ignorant of the truth. We're filled with dread and dismay and disquiet, and we're fearful. That means we believe in false evidence that appears to be real. Evidence is important, is usually a fact, is something that can't be, that's proven. But if it's false, that means it's not real. That means it's been altered in some form, shape, or fashion, which is not what we can afford to do. So today I want to talk about the cost of having fear. That cost, that fear will cost us and prevent us from being able to explore the world, which means we're incapable or we're limited in our ability to live out our purpose, our destiny, to live out our true reality for our lives. And just when you thought that everything was over, you're moving, progressing along, you think you're doing well, and up comes this fear. Red alert, yellow alert. Either way, we're beginning to feel like we're not safe. You feel, you begin to doubt what you can and cannot do. That is not how we need to function if we truly want to be able to change our lives. We have fears that are based upon our childhood experiences. Even sometimes our fears are based upon other people's fears. There are many of us that have fears of animals. We have fears of relationships. We have fears of abandonment. We have hurts and frustrations, and those fears of being hurt again prevent us from taking risks oftentimes. So today we're gonna look at that. We're going to figure out how we can really close that door, and I'm going to offer a couple of suggestions based upon my insight and experience that has let me understand how we begin to deal and develop fear as a way of responding to our life. One of the things we do is we camouflage it. We camouflage our hurts. We camouflage our desires, our big dreams. We camouflage them, and we function under the pressure of it. We run and get away when things are present within our past. We run into chaos. We try to run away from chaos, but yet we create a new level of chaos by creating masks and disguises and these wayward stories that tell people that we are one way when we're actually another way. One of the ways I think is most prolific is that we procrastinate. I can tell you from my personal experience, I procrastinated a lot. I was disorganized a lot because I had this some level of fear that said once I began being successful, it was difficult for me to balance because for me, my experience was telling me that the moment I became successful, I was no longer going to be a good parent, no longer going to be a good mate, because I had witnessed that. So the fear of having a career hindered my success. The fear of true success is what hindered my success. The fear of not having a relationship hindered my success. So now I had to begin to look at, why am I fearful? Is there really such a reason to be fearful? Well, first and foremost, I had to sit back and I had to go back and look and see what was really going on. I had to get to the root of what was actually happening. Where did this fear come from? Where did these ideas come from? And in the section that I talk about whose words are those anyway, I began to know those were the tapes and images and conversations that I grew up with, that I was exposed to, that women who had careers tended to get divorced and have issues with their children or seen as someone who was not a caring parent or a caring wife. So all of those tapes began to play, even though I knew different. Even though I trusted the divine and said that I know that I have this innate power and this drive and this will and this purpose to do some things in this world besides just exist, I knew that I had to live and I had to affect other lives. But as everyone else, fear is a common response to the strong winds of our lives. When we begin to move forward in our purpose and in our destiny and developing and living out and walking on our reality, we have a tendency to feel the shakes and to feel the cold winds that blow because we are oftentimes moving by ourselves. Sure, you may have people that support you, but they really cannot support you 100%. They can provide a scaffolding for you. They can provide a push from the back if you begin to lean backwards. But ultimately, you must lead the path or the walk for your destiny, your purpose to be fulfilled. So when we begin to feel this shakiness, our first response is fear. Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. So if you were told to change your career, or if you were told to step out and write a book, if you were told to begin to minister of whatever level, share your skills, your talents in a different way, not work a traditional job or become an entrepreneur, not have children, even though you're pushing 35, but pursue education and community involvement and global issues and travel, you begin to get fearful and shaky when everyone begins to point the finger and talk to you. So tonight, we're talking about how do you close that door off that response, to that response of fear. How do you revoke the privilege card of fear in your life? Because that's what we have to do. We have to revoke the fear card. We have to get rid of it, and we have to remind ourselves to bring forth our strength, our spiritual self, the one that is aligned to the Creator that gives us all the power we need and the energy we need to run toward what it is we need, instead of using that time and that energy to run away from things in fear. We need to stand our ground. We need to continually meditate and affirm within ourselves the I am-ness that I talk about all the time, that we must acknowledge and accept the signals of fear and then disregard them. Otherwise, you will find yourself, your head spinning, your heart racing, ears hot, quiet, unsure. A boisterous person now becomes very quiet. We no longer pray because we say, well, if it's going wrong, I just know it's the wrong thing to do. Instead of getting centered and praying and trusting to affirm the truth. Every individual has their own individual path, and it's not for me or you or anyone else to tell you how you're supposed to implement it. You can read all the books you want to. You can seek out readings and prophets and pastors and counselors if you choose to. But there are a lot of people that you'll find as you go into a spiritual books and spiritual life practices that promote that there is only two emotions, love and fear. So if love is divine and love is God, love is the energy that extends out and exists and fills us, right? And then we know that those are all the good qualities and good attributes, but where does fear come in at? Where is fear? Fear means that we're not in alignment. Fear means that we are functioning outside of that divine connection with the Creator, because the Creator has already planned out what we're going to do, and if we are aligning ourselves, then we too will be in alignment with whatever it is we're supposed to be doing. Each individual is that way. Fear is because we have been exposed to or given opportunity to oppositional forces. As I talk about in my book, we say that our families meant well. But if mama or auntie or sister or someone that's connected to them had a bad experience when they pursued something such as yourself, then chances are they're going to discourage you from doing that thing. And I'm not saying walk blindly, but I'm saying that there's only one truth, and that's the divine truth. You have to be aligned first. Just because they mean well and they love us doesn't mean they know everything to tell us. So we have to close the door on that fear that surrounds us as well, not just the fear inside of us, but the fear that surrounds us as well with the ones that we love and say we look to support. We have to not be afraid to say, I am trusting in the divine truth, in the Creator. We can't be afraid to tell the truth, because if you align to truth, you're going to tell truth. being fearful about what someone else's response is going to be to your response. I'm not saying be mean and disrespectful and purposely hurting people, but, you know, I have a lot of people, I really believe this is my personal belief. A lot of divorces, including mine, were a result of not being honest at the right time, thinking it's going to fan itself out or trying to fulfill what others would have you to fulfill or complete. And then you forget and lose focus and don't take time to get centered and meditate and be still and be and function in a state of just being. Just being means you're just there. You're opening up yourself to meditate and pray and receive the instructions that are necessary for you to walk in your path, to walk in your purpose, to extend your human life into a spiritual realm. Again, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marian Caldwell Parker. I am sharing some insights on closing the door on fear here on Blog Talk Radio. And we are going to continue on with the conversation. I just want to remind everyone, if you are listening on the phone, if you push 1, I will be able to know that you want to make a comment or you have a question you would like to ask regarding our conversation tonight. Again, that number you can call is 646-378-1135. And beginning to wrap up on our show, so I want to take another musical break. And this is a little bit of encouragement for you, asking you to choose to close the door on fear, asking you to remember that every obstacle or opportunity that comes your way is given to you for a reason. It doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, sell yourself short. It's about getting centered. I'm going to constantly remind you to get centered and make sure that you are hearing from the Creator and connected to the Creator and ensuring that it's part of your purpose. It's part of the steps necessary, but part of it is clearing our minds out, making sure we're able to hear and communicate and receive. We have to receive that thing that touches our heart, and we know when we hear it because it touches our heart and our personhood, and we begin to get excited, we get chills, or we can just begin to visualize and we can see it happening. So here, without further ado, it's my girl again, Indy Irie, on I Choose. So I'm trusting that everyone will enjoy this musical break on tonight and we can be able to go forward and wrap up our conversation. Here on Blog Talk Radio.
You never know what life is going to take you and you can't change where you've been. But today I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30 and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached the fork in the road of my life, and nothing's gonna happen to the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I choose.
I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my
joy.
To be the best that I can be. Authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I choose.
Because you never know what life is gonna take you, and you can't change where you've been.
every day. I have the opportunity to choose. From this day forward, I'm going to be exactly who I am. I don't need to change the way that I live just to get a man. No, I even had a talk with my mom and I thought of the day I'm grown. Day forward, every decision I make will be my own.
And I choose
to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be courageous.
All right, that was I Choose by Indy Irie. And as we wrap up in these final minutes of the show, Not My Reality Live here on Blog Talk Radio, every Saturday night, Central Time at 10 p.m., here with me, your host, Marion Caldwell Parker, wanted to make sure we have a wrap-up and remember that fear is false. That when your stomach begins to buckle and juckle and when you get nervous and you're unsure, you're having these doubts, you just need to center yourself, take in some deep cleansing breaths and blow them out and seek the truth. Because when we are fearful, that means we are unknowing of the truth. We're uncertain of what it is to come. We're uncertain of the unknown. We're feeling that we cannot trust what is about to happen and that this opportunity may be too good. But I'm going to be like the song I'm saying, choose today to be authentic to yourself. That means seeking the truth. And we can do that by meditating and concentrating and giving ourselves some little words of encouragement that tell us when we get centered, I am going to make sure that every vessel in my body, every thought that comes out of my mouth and in my mind, every word that I accept will only be aligned to the divine truth of the Creator for my life. If it is something that's telling you, well, if you move out of state, you're gonna fail. Now you're gonna fail if you don't plan correctly. If you are given something, then you will also be given the provisions to do it correctly because you will be aligned in the truth. We know we can't pack up and move out of state without having a plan of where we're going to live, how we're going to survive, and have a process to get there. We know we can't just jump up and quit our jobs if we don't have substantial amount of financial planning in place to support us in our lifestyle unless we're going to make a major, major commitment to change. So, again, we're closing the door on fear because when we close that door on fear, we open up to receive all of the opportunities, all the blessings, all of the comforts, all of the joy, the peace, the love, the respect, the pride, the dignity that's necessary and can be found in the alignment with the Creator, in living out our purpose, writing our destiny, and experiencing the true reality that we should have here in this realm of the earth. I have been your host tonight on Not My Reality Live. I'm here every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Yeah, I know, 10 p.m. on Saturday nights. I thank all of my faithful listeners who are listening in via the phone and the internet. I thank you all who have tuned in so faithfully over these last couple of weeks and last couple of months. It has been a pleasure to share a little bit. As I said, the book will be coming out on Amazon.com. It will be in e-form as well as paper form. It's called Not My Reality, a personal journal of personal development and healing. So, again, I'm not a guru. I'm just sharing my experiences with everyone to let them know. As we close the door on fear, we will find that we will have much more of a smoother transition from day to day. We will have a better stress-free life. We will have less worries because the key is that nothing can occur unless we are connected some kind of way. We're interconnected anyway. So we might as well experience the greatness of that power and reach out and develop something new for ourselves besides what we're used to. Because like we song says, we can't change the past, but we definitely, this is Marion talking, we can't change the past, but we can plan in our present so that we can have the best possible future there is to have, that we can impact this universe with our presence even more. So until next time, I extend to you the greatest gift of question, the greatest gift of peace, love, blessings, and opportunities as we stem forward and reach out to grab hold of our reality. Until next time.
All around me, everywhere, seems like nothing but